Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fabulous, not really fabulous, second chance romance. Here we go, everybody. Okay.
Nice.
Who do we have today?
Who's first, Lex? We have Tom.
Okay. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, are you there? Oh.
Hi, there we go. There we go.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? You're really quiet.
Oh, I am? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound like you're down in a well.
Oh. Huh. Well, should we continue, Lex, or what do you want to do?
I think we're okay. I can hear good enough.
Okay. Well, Tom, let's do this. Let me talk as loud as I humanly can, and I'll shut up here. And just tell us about your date, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this was with Mandy. We met on a dating app. And, you know, it seemed like she was pretty decent. She agreed to meet me for dinner. And so it was near my place. And she came back home with me, which was great. But I thought things were, you know, really pretty good. But she's ghosted me since then.
Oh.
Okay.
So for some dessert time?
Yeah. So the initial date ended well enough where you thought, oh, there's absolutely going to be a second date. Did anything?
There was no question. I mean, it was everything was fantastic. She was flirty. We had good conversation, and you know, it just really went pretty well. So I'm not sure what happened.
The end? I mean, do you have any? There was nothing like any weird conversation, any weird topics, anything. Nothing that would make you think that she would have pause about having a second date?
Well,
I know Holly asked you to think about it, but
I mean, yeah. The meal, she didn't eat a lot of her appetizer, but it didn't seem like that was a big deal. Conversation was flowing. And I've been on some pretty weird dates where I would have said, okay, well, clearly this isn't going anywhere. This was not like that.
Okay.
Lex, anything?
Yeah, so you went to your place. How did that end?
Well, I mean, she's got it going on.
Okay.
We had a very nice time.
Did anything happen, like weird happen during that time, or? Is your house a mess?
I can't imagine. I mean, there was nothing. We just seemed to be really good together.
All together.
Yeah.
All together was good. The morning was good.
Okay.
She's a beautiful woman. And she seemed to be into me. I'm just really not sure what went wrong.
Okay. Well, that's why we're here. So, Tom, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. And Mandy is on the other line, and all she agreed to do this because she just thinks she's on a dating segment and she just thinks we're talking about general dates. She doesn't know that we're calling about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
You'll be able to hear all of it, so.
All righty.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm
scared!
I don't at all have a great comforting feeling about what's about ready to happen, but we trudge ahead as we do.
Yeah, let's get this over with, right?
Yeah, let's do this. Mandy. Hi, Mandy.
Well, hello. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. What's going to come next?
Oh, you're excited. Okay. Well, that's good. So Holly has told you this is a dating segment. You're live right now, and you think you know that we're calling about a date that you've had. So we're actually calling about a specific date. Do you remember going out with a guy named Tom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unfortunately, yes. Of course, I remember Tom. I was getting excited there for a second.
I was going to say your excitement level has drastically changed within the last 2 seconds.
What name did you want to hear?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mandy, that's why we're calling.
Yeah.
Because it is our limited understanding that there was not a second date. Can we dig a little more into your business and ask you, was there a reason there wasn't a second date?
All right. So yes, I went out with Tom. We had dinner and it was great. And we hooked up after. And you know, sex wasn't bad. I mean, it's fine. But after we were, you know, after we were done, he couldn't stop talking about how much better I look with long hair. So backstory. So I recently got a big chop on my hair. So my hair is very different from a lot of the pictures that I have on my online profile. But it's not like I didn't put a picture up of my new cut. It's up there. But Tom, he just went on and on about how he wishes my hair was long and how he liked the color and blah, 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 blah. And I just felt like it was pretty insulting.
Oh, especially to keep bringing it up over and over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, if he doesn't like the way I look now, like, I wouldn't insult myself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his hair situation?
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the truth, because you we actually have dude on the other line. I have to tell you that. That's how we got a hold of you, of course.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and put him up.
All right.
This is great.
Okay.
Tom, say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Tom.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't insulting you. I was complimenting your look. You're gorgeous. I was just trying to I was just talking about I love the way you look.
All right.
But with long hair,
thank
you're spectacular.
Thank you. But Tom, what you may not realize is that lamenting, like just going on and on about how I look now, is super insulting. Like, this is the way I look, and if you don't like it, it's not my problem.
Well, I do like it. I like it a lot. And hair is not something that's permanent. That's something that expresses your personality. I understand that. I'm a long hair guy. It doesn't really, you know, your hair is beautiful. Your hair is terrific. And I didn't realize I was going on and on about it. You
did. You said it was a shame that my hair was short and it doesn't look good on women and you wouldn't drop it.
That's not what I meant to say. Your hair is terrific. The pictures you had on there with your long hair, fabulous. And most women, I think, look better with long hair. You look good no matter. You would look good shaved bald. You are just.
Oh, there's
you're just terrific. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it yes.
Lex, hey, why don't you go first?
All right, everybody. Tom, yeah. Mandy, hey,
yeah.
If we pay for a second date, would you be interested, Tom?
Jeez. I think we have some ground to cover here. I'm really, I had no idea that what I said made that much of a negative impact. I think we can make this right. I'd love to go out with you again.
No. Tom, I have to tell you that I feel like it sounds like you like to control how people look, and it's just kind of gross to me. So, and, you know, I can only imagine what other weird things you're weird about. You know, like women have short hair. Like, get over it, you know? It's better to keep it to yourself.
Well, we tried.
So it's a no. Yeah.
It's a no. Tom and... Mandy, thank you guys so much. Sorry mm-hmm. that this couldn't work out, but yeah. I appreciate both of you being great sports about this.
Yeah, thank you for
it. Yeah, I get to know.
We are very grateful.
Yeah,
it's a no, and I hope you learn for your next date.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I wish the best for you, Mandy.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have a good summer.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. You too.
You need a haircut.
Jesus.
You need a haircut.
Oh, God.
I looked at your eyes. I saw them just, your mind just drift. You're just like, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I left the planet for a few minutes. I just, yeah. I had to. Started looking at my phone, like, okay, what's on TV tonight? Because I...
And then I'm asking about the second date, and then you just start cracking.
No.
I thought it was Tom laughing for a second.
No, it's me.
Ooh, all right, me. Wow.
Yeah.
You need a haircut.
Okay, we're gonna...
You need a haircut.